We've got Jorgen on the line, and he's going to tell us what actually happened after that conversation. G'day, Jorgen. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well.
Yeah, and can you tell us...
Thanks for taking the time to wake up so early. I know we're an hour and a half in front, I think.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah, good on you. Tell us what happened ultimately with your flotilla shuts down Pine Gap.
Sure. So I guess we were speaking to you at about 8.30 a.m. or so, the recording that you just heard, and I reckon it was about 11 that the firefighters eventually arrived, the emergency services arrived, and they went off and consulted with the police. The police came over, asked us again whether we would release from the barrel. We said no. We're gonna stay locked onto this barrel, and we're gonna stay here for as long as we can. And then the fireys sort of went about getting their equipment together to attempt to dismantle the barrel and remove us from the barrel. So that involved, I guess, angle grinders and jackhammers. So they sort of
did quite a good job.
I don't know who made the barrel, but it was pretty well constructed, and plenty of diverse materials in there that were pretty challenging for the firefighters to cut through.
That's good. You gave them a run for their money.
We got some compliments on the barrel from the fireys.
I think it's really interesting because the fireys and the coppers are being used basically as political tools, and it's an interesting way of politicising them as well, I guess.
Yeah, I think for sure. I've noticed on each occasion that we've done these actions. This is the third one now that our group has done, and we've had on previous occasions we've had fireys and ambulance services as well as the police. We've had Northern Territory Police as well as Federal Police from the base. And there's a very different response to our actions from like the fireys and the ambulance services than there is from the police. and my sense is that the ambulance services in particular are very sympathetic to what we're doing. The fireys are also...
Firstly, like, congratulations for being really creative and bringing boats out to the middle of the desert and showing solidarity in an actually kind of remarkable way. It blends the symbolic and the actual direct action really quite well. But for people that might not know, who've maybe been living under a rock, what is Pine Gap? Why are you guys out there?
Yeah, so Pine Gap is a surveillance base jointly run by the US and Australian spy agencies. It's widely considered to be the most important US spy base outside of the US, most important intelligence gathering facility. And it's located sort of in amongst a range 20 kilometers south of Alice Springs. There's about 1,000 people employed at the base. About half of them work for US or Australian government agencies. The other half work for these big military contractors like Raytheon, Amentum, Boeing, other companies. And Pine Gap controls 4 Orion satellites that orbit the Earth and just suck up enormous amounts of communications information. And that information is then processed at the Pine Gap facility. The U.S. National Security Agency, which operates out of Pine Gap, has at least 8 intelligence-sharing agreements with Israel. The CIA signed a new intelligence-sharing agreement with Israel after October 7, 2023. And we've got former Pine Gap employees on record as saying that, yes, Pine Gap in this moment would be would be sharing intelligence with Israel that enables Israel to commit the genocide in Gaza. And that would be both information that's been processed at Pine Gap and that identifies specific targets, but also just raw information that they've sucked up from the Palestinian territories and handed over to the Israelis to process.
It's our very own little bit of US on Australian soil. It's also a big target for any Australia's open to it makes us a target, an open target to any people that are our enemies.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree. It was that's been a big part of the historic resistance to that base was that it makes us a nuclear target. And during the Cold War, that was a huge concern. And now we're sort of in this new age of nuclear Cold War. And I think it's again, the concern about it being military and nuclear targets sort of slipped away for a while, and it's very much back again now.
One of the things about your demonstration really highlights something for me. There's this sense that, say, the Israelis, the Americans, the empire, gives the impression that its power is limitless. But actually, you've got this little base that is really punching above its weight in an isolated part of Australia. Well, not isolated from you guys, but from us it is. But it's a fragile network, isn't it, really? I mean, if it was knocked out, all their power goes down the drain.
Yeah. And, it's kind of amazing that all it takes is... a small group of people who are prepared to take some action and a concrete barrel. There's one road leading into the facility, and if you put a barrel in the road and attach a couple of people to it, you're able to stop work at the facility for the day.
Will any charges being brought against you?
Yes, me and my co-locker-onera, we've both been charged with refusing to cease to loiter.
Oh, more strength to your arm, Jürgen, and thank you very much for coming on the program this morning.
And be sure we'll reach out, and any updates you have, you'll have an open line with us.
Yeah, we'll definitely keep you in the loop.
Thanks, mate.